Blog Talk Radio.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Welcome to this special edition of Ignite Your Life and With Intent. I'm Michael Brooks, and I am here with the lovely Karina Gonzalez from Johannesburg, South Africa. She has a show called With Intent, and we just decided to do something fun today. One of our hosts had to cancel, unfortunately, at the last minute, so we decided to put this fun show together on magic, the magic of life, all things magic. Witches, ghosts, goblins, anything you can think about, meditation, healing. At least in American culture, Karina, we have a fascination with magic. Everything from genies to witches. There have been numerous American television shows. And while I introduce you here, did you recognize the theme song from The Open? Do they have that in South Africa?
No, Michael, I don't recognize it. It sounds like very Disney, but I don't know what it is.
Not exactly Disney. It's from a classic television series called Bewitched.
Okay. Yes, we do have it here, but I don't think I ever watched it, actually.
Okay. Well, and we've had others. One that comes to mind, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I Dream of Jeannie, another American classic television show with Barbara Eden and Larry Hagman, where he's an astronaut and he lands on a beach and he finds a genie in a bottle. And of course, it's kind of a love story, and he becomes her master and she falls in love with him, and they just get into all sorts of trouble and shenanigans through genie's magic. So, Karina, let's talk a little bit about magic a bit. Why are we fascinated with it?
Michael, magic is everywhere, every day, wherever you go. Life generally is magical. And if you get up in the morning and see a beautiful sunrise, that's magical. But also witches and unicorns and angels, very exciting stuff. So, I just enjoy the magic of life, really. And I enjoy unicorns. What do you think about unicorns, Michael? Do you believe in unicorns?
I believe in everything, Karina. And yes, I believe in unicorns, although obviously I have never seen one. Unicorns do represent, you know, the magical side of life, the possibilities, dreams, that anything can happen. What do they mean to you? You seem to have, do you collect unicorns or anything like that?
No, I don't collect. I'm not a collector. I just enjoy the magic of unicorns. I believe that they bring you messages of all sorts of things, and as a child, it is. I love the horses and the possibility of that magical unicorn with the one horn in front is, well, lots of possibilities, endless possibilities, in fact. So you're right there, Michael, and golden possibilities. They actually, I think unicorns come to children or anybody in their dreams and just give them messages. Messages about their future, messages about what they should be doing or who they should be with, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Very cool. I think you're absolutely right. I think unicorns do represent dreams, possibilities, potential, and imagination. I've always envisioned unicorns to have great, you know, imaginative abilities that do represent the potential for a magical life, And I think that probably is part of people's fascination with unicorns. You see them all the time on the internet, so they definitely are symbolizing something to people, and that's my best guess.
Well, that's good. What I think as well is possibly witches ride on unicorns. So you have that mixture of so-called, because witches always symbolize darkness and light. So you have the yin and yang of life. That could work as well. Witches are also very exciting, they also bring up a lot of emotion within people, I think, because of their symbolism and what a lot of people feel and think about witches, with their warts and so-called ugliness. And I think it's like perfect to speak about witches now that it's Halloween on Saturday.
Yes, Halloween is on Saturday all over the world. And at least in America, Karina, witches, we have our, you know, wicked witches, and we have our good witches, as, you know, represented in shows like Bewitched. And what do you think good witches represent?
Oh, good witches represent, they really represent any possibility, because they have the ability to work magic. So they can work their magic with magical potions and herbs and spices and gemstones and crystals, and they actually manifest anything they want in their lives. And I think that's possible with I think everybody has a little bit of good and bad witch within them. What do you think?
Everyone has a little bit of good witch and bad witch in them. That is fascinating, Karina. Yeah, I think that's probably correct. The key, I think, would be to bring out the good witch in us more often than the bad witch, and try to repress the bad witch, because a good witch... do you remember, Karina, The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yes, love The Wizard of Oz.
Well, remember, they had the Wicked Witch, and then they had the Good Witch. And the Good Witch represented dreams and possibilities and could get Dorothy back home. And the Wicked Witch did nothing but wanted to destroy her. And I think, you know, that kind of anger that a Wicked Witch represents is something that is in all of us, yet we have to let go of that anger. And when Dorothy melted the Wicked Witch, I think that was representing the release of anger in any way, shape, or form. And when she meets in the land of Oz, the Good Witch, because all she wants to do is go home and see her family again, the Good Witch represents dreams, possibilities, and the future.
Yeah, I agree with that, Michael. But with Dorothy as well, she had whatever she wanted with her anyway, all the time with her shoes. So
that
yeah,
is true,
I think everything...
but it took the Good Witch to give her that message that the possibilities and everything she wanted was within her.
Best message out. Another thing, but I still believe that bad witches aren't really bad. I'll tell you why. The bad witch, like you said, represents anger and resentment and, sure, ugliness. Well, that's we call ugliness in society. But if you look at the bad witch and you look at what she represents, and you look at why you are angry or resentful, can grow a lot and learn from those emotions. Wouldn't you think so?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, and if you look at bad witches in that form, then they can give you a life lesson and basically heal you if you recognize what you're looking at.
Yes, that's true. But that's probably the time when you need someone to support you and guide you to show you what you're looking at. Because sometimes we can't see what we're looking at. It's very difficult to look at something that's right there. You need to move out, or you need someone to support you and guide you to see that. Wouldn't you agree?
I would definitely agree. Let's talk a little bit, Karina, about since Halloween is on Saturday, and one of my favorite things on Halloween, I usually stay in and just give out treats and candy to the adorable kids that come over in their costumes. And some of them are quite imaginative. And I'm always marvel at the imagination, the magic of imagination of kids. Some of them have the most imaginative costumes. And I remember when my little niece was little, we had bought her this big dollhouse. And we were down in San Diego, and she opened the dollhouse, and I think she was 4 or 5, and she came and gave me a big hug and said, "Thank you for my dollhouse, Uncle Mike." And we took it out in the backyard for her, and the rest of the day, she played with a box. And she basically had turned this box into a house in and of itself. And she had a little table in there and tiny little napkins and some of her dolls. And she put a little bowl of water to one of the towards one of the corners of the box. And I said, "What's the water for, Justine?" Her name, my niece's name is Justine. "What's the water for?" And she says, "For the dogs, silly." And I went, "Oh, well, I guess I am silly. I did not know that." For the dog. But she had more fun with that box, at least on Christmas Day, than she did with the actual dollhouse out in the backyard. And this was a, you know, a pretty large dollhouse that you could climb in and, you know, and play in. And later on, she did have fun with that. But on that day, she just pretty much stayed in the house and played inside that box all day long. And that kind of imagination, I think, that kind of magic, that childlike magic, that childlike imagination, for some reason gets lost on us as adults. And I think that's highly unfortunate. What's your take on that, Karina?
It is. I think we conditioned from small. You'll see, there was a study where they looked at children in grade one, and they were watching how they were playing and how they'd just go out and be exuberant and run around and jump on the swing and play to the no judgment. They didn't think about, "Oh no, what's someone going to say?" And they just went and did it. When they looked at the same children a year later, already there had been shifts in the way they were doing things. Already they were thinking about, you could see that they wouldn't just run and play, they were more hesitant. So I think we as parents and society just destroy the playfulness, and because it's not allowed to play. You must grow up and be a big girl and stop playing and stop daydreaming. So we destroy that playfulness and we make people feel bad if they do want to play. So I think we need to start playing. It's a good thing. Michael, what do you say? Maybe, do you play every day?
Do I play every day?
Yes,
I play a lot.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I know that in one of your YouTube videos that you talked about playing every day. And I must be honest and say I don't know that I do play every day. I try to play a lot or go do a walk or do something fun, but I can't always say that I do that on a daily basis. Certainly, I think that makes sense because it brings out your creative side. I do like to take a walk and think. I live very close to right across the street from a golf course, and I like to, you know, and it's in the mountains, not in the mountains, but the foothills and around there, and the view is absolutely gorgeous. And it creates kind of a meditative state where I can just think and let my imagination roam while I am on that walk. If that's the type of play you're talking about, Karina, then yes, I do that every day. But, you know, to do something laugh out loud fun every day, I wish I could say yes, but unfortunately no. Although I do, especially after watching your video, try to do something fun like that every day.
That's good.
How about
now,
you?
I try to do something fun every day. But I'm thinking as well, Michael, is if you do something, do you feel guilty about doing something fun? I mean, a lot of people feel guilty about having fun, swinging on the swings, or actually daydreaming.
No, I do not feel guilty about that at all. In fact, I am just when I am playing like that, I am pretty much just a big kid. And I have a little 4-year-old neighbor girl named Naya who just comes over to chat and play and talk every once in a while. And I've got the kitty and the puppy, which she adores. And we'll get out there in the yard and play. And she tells her mom, well, Michael's fun, so I'm going over to see Michael. Meaning that her mom's not fun and her mom doesn't like that very much, but she laughs at it. So...
So you do have fun. Do you find that you're more creative after playing with her? Is your mind more rested and more creative?
Yeah, your mind's more rested and playing with this very imaginative little 4-year-old, very similar to my niece when she was 4. She's in her late 20s now, but very, very similar. I do feel more creative, and I'm just playing with her and just kind of watching her run around with the puppy. And she likes to have me chase her, you know, because the puppy will chase too. And so I'll chase her and say, I'm going to get you, Naya, or she'll hide behind one of the big trees. And you can't see me. Well, yes, I can, Naya, and I'm going to come get you. And yeah, that does unleash the creative juices a little bit. And I come up with some really, really good ideas while I'm just running around in the yard out there. And then finally her mom will call her home and for a nap or a snack or whatever. And I will go back in and get back to work. At first, if I was working and I was really into something and she would come over and knock on the door and, well, did you ask your mom if I could come over? Yes, I did. But can you come out and play? And I'm an adult. And she says, can you come out and play? can I pet the puppy or can I pet the kitty? Yes, Naya. So I take time out of the day to do that. Now, she doesn't do that every day, but she does do it on a regular basis. And yeah, I've come up with some absolutely amazing ideas after our little play dates with a 4-year-old little girl. So I agree with you, Karina. Play is very, very important. It does unleash the creative flow of things, the creative juices in your mind. So why not play every day? It will help your business. It will help your life. It will help create the magic of your life by playing and creating in that fashion. What did you do today for fun, Karina?
I like drawing and coloring in. Like, you know, when you first go to preschool and you've got all these beautiful colors and crayons everywhere and you just lose yourself in just coloring in and drawing random things. I do that a lot. That's what I did today. It was good. Just because I can, actually.
And what were you coloring?
Oh, I just doodle a lot. So I just doodle and color in and use the colors. It's good. It's a nice meditation, actually, because you just lose yourself and your mind just calms down. And then I can start, after that, I can start again with a calm, clear mind. Have you ever tried that? It's pretty cool.
I haven't tried coloring in a long, long time, but I know that that's become quite the trend these days. You see commercials in the United States here all the time for adult coloring books now, and some of them look absolutely really, really cool. You watch late night TV for any length of time, and you'll see an adult coloring book commercial anymore. It's pretty amazing. That trend really, really... caught on. And I know that I read an article just recently on someone here in Boise that is producing adult coloring books for Costco now, which is a a major discount retailer here in the United States, and she's doing really well from an entrepreneurial standpoint, just creating these amazing adult coloring books. So let's segue that, Karina, into you said that when you're coloring, you can meditate. And meditation is magical for a lot of people and also helps the creative process. So do you meditate other than when you're coloring, Karina, or how does that go in your life?
Yes, I do. I do yoga and meditate. It just calms me down. It gives me focus for the day. And if you look at all the research, it's actually very beneficial. It's also very rejuvenating, apparently. So if I actually feel the difference. If I don't do my yoga and my meditation in the morning, I'm focused. I just lose it a bit. So it does work. It works well. So you should try. Do you meditate, Michael?
I do. I'm usually listening to some sort of music when I do it. I'm not obviously coloring like you are. I'll listen to late at night for 10 or 15 minutes before I go to bed. Excuse me. I will listen to some meditative type of music and just kind of think. I don't know that, you know, I'm an expert in it by any stretch of the imagination, because to me, meditation is just kind of letting your body and your mind relax and thinking about what pops into it. So, you know, I haven't really learned any formal techniques or anything like that in terms of meditation. But I do find that also unleashes the creative process and can be magical in its own way.
Do you program before you go to sleep, Michael?
What was that, Karina? You broke up there for just
thoughts.
A second.
Do you put positive thoughts in your mind before you go to sleep?
Yes, I do. In fact, I've got, you know, affirmations and sayings all over my house, in my office, and in fact, there's, you know, a couple right in front of me here in the computer studio that we're talking in. So, yeah, I do think a lot about positive thoughts and affirmations, and I teach that a lot in my coaching and my business and my writing books. In fact, there's a whole section in my book, Big Success, Be Happy, that talks about positive self-talk and affirmations and how that can quite literally and magically change your life if you practice that on a regular basis.
So do you practice it every day? And what example have you got where you've manifested something in your life?
What example have I got where I manifested something in my life? Well, let's take this Coach on Fire Radio Network as one more recent example. There is a quote that I have virtually everywhere in my house, and it's think, dream, believe, dare. As a matter of fact, that was attributed to a magical, imaginative person himself, Walt Disney, although he never apparently officially said it in any speech or public forum, anything like that. He had only ever said it to friends. And then I combine that, when you talk about think, believe, dream, dare, that really does say it all, doesn't it? Especially from a business standpoint or an athletic standpoint, you know, think about it. Believe that you can do it. Believe in yourself. Dream of the possibilities of your idea. And then none of that means anything. None of it means squat unless you're willing to dare. And that dare part is probably the most important of those four critical words. Because dare means take action. So once you believe in yourself, once you believe in your idea, once you've thought it through and you have it in your head, take action on it and dream of all the possibilities that that idea will do not only for your life, but for the life of, you know, the lives of others. I think those four words are magical in and of themselves. And I read that, I live by that. And the other magical quote that I like is, zero risk equals zero progress. And that goes along with the dare portion of those four magical words. Because you can't move forward with anything, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business idea, whether it's a whole new business, anything in life, unless you're willing to risk a little bit. Because if you have zero risk, you are going to quite literally have zero progress. And without progress, we can't move into the future and we can't move forward. Now, that quote was told to me by a family friend when I was 10 years old. He was a physics professor at the University of California, Davis, and he was doing a lot with nuclear power at the time. And I come from a political background, as you know, Karina, and many of our listeners know. And one of the things I used to marvel at with some of the legislators would be, well, we can't do this because it's too risky and we don't know what will happen in the future. And they were looking for a zero-risk society. You know, if there was any kind of remote risk, they would vote no on the potential piece of legislation. They wanted a zero-risk society, no harm, no foul. Well, you get nowhere in a zero-risk society. But if you are willing to risk and you are willing to take that chance to make that progress to reach your potential, then life quite literally is magical, because more often than not, you'll find that the risk is worth it. And let's take that the other way, Karina. Do you have any affirmations, quotes, or words that you live by that you can give our listening audience that have been magical in your life?
Well, there's Helen Keller to say life is either daring adventure or nothing. So that's exciting. And just me, I live on the edge all the time. I just live by one day at a time. I have my goals and my wishes and dreams, but I try and live the day as full as possible. So it just depends what's happening on that day as to what's important for that day, if that makes any sense at all.
Okay. Let's talk about, do you believe in ghosts, Karina? And are there good ghosts, bad ghosts, or in-between ghosts?
Yes, I do believe in ghosts, Michael.
Have you ever seen a ghost, Karina?
I did see a ghost when I was a child, so it could have been a figment of my imagination. Who knows? But I had my grandmother sitting on my bed. And I was going through some traumatic things at that time at home, and she just sat on my bed and was just very supportive and loving, which is quite contradictory to what most of us believe ghosts are. So from then on, I feel ghosts, if that makes any sense. So if I walk into a house, I can feel the energies and I can feel the ghosts. But I'm not very good at seeing them. So I know they're there, but I don't see them very well. What about you?
I would agree with that. I do believe in ghosts, and I don't want to get too woo-woo here, but I have seen at least one. I have felt their presence. And I know that, you know, people are fascinated with ghosts, but I did have an experience after someone very, very close to me was killed tragically in an automobile accident well over 15 years ago now. And I was having a very, very tough time with that. And quite, you know, depressed. I mean, not clinically depressed, but, you know, just depressed, didn't want to do anything, things like that. And one night I'm sleeping in bed and probably even feeling a little sorry for myself. And she appears on the foot of my bed and says, it's time to move on. I will always be here with you and I will make sure that Everything happens for you to make your life wonderful at the right time, but remember, I'm always watching. Well, you know, I took that, and that made me feel a little bit better. It also made me a little scared because it was so insanely real. I mean, it was almost like you could reach out and touch her sitting on the foot of the bed. And, of course, she looked beautiful and gorgeous. And I wouldn't say that, you know, I saw a halo on her or anything like that. But it was almost like you could see through her. And it was scary and comforting at the same time, I guess. Mm-hmm. It would be a good way to put it. I don't talk about this publicly a heck of a lot, so this is way out of my comfort zone here. In fact, very, very few people know this story, because the couple of people that I have told just kind of look at you, oh, you were just dreaming or something like that. And, you know, maybe, but to me, it was extremely real, and I could actually see her trying to comfort me and things like that. And, you know, at times I thought, you know, are you really, you know, watching? Because it's been a long, long time, and my love life has not been, in case you have guessed, she was my wife at the time that she was killed. And my love life since that has not been stellar by any stretch of the imagination. Part of it has been because I never felt, you know, what I had felt with her before. And I'm thinking, well, if you said you were going to find someone for me, you certainly have not followed through on that. And then just recently, you know, and she did, in that conversation, she did talk about at the right time, that person will be there. And, you know, after 15 years, you kind of think, well, probably not. And just recently, that person has materialized, and it hit me in very, very similar fashion to the way that that my wife had hit me when I first met her. So, and I thought to myself, oh, my God, here it goes. It's happening again. And I pretty much thanked Elizabeth and said, okay, you are there, but why'd you take so long, type of thing, you know, just kind of joking around with her. But I think, you know, I think it is, you know, and there are a couple other things to the story on the new love in my life that, you know, are a little bit humorous, but we won't go into those here at this point in time. But yes, that was my one experience with a ghost. I have felt their presence, and it was so real to me. And like I said, you could see through her, but you could literally reach out and touch her. And I know that sounds a little weird to a lot of people, that, you know, a ghost. And like I said, the couple of people that I have told that story to said, well, you were just dreaming, ghosts don't exist, blah, blah, blah. So I just don't relate that story a whole heck of a lot. And Karina, you put me way, 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 way out of my comfort zone here. So let's go on to something else here. We've got about 20 minutes or so left in the show. Let's talk a little bit more about Halloween and the scary side of magic. Do you have a take on that? I know in tribal, ancient tribes and even in current tribes in some countries, they still have things like witch doctors and things like that, which are scary yet meant to heal. And you see people, you know, kind of quivering, going to the witch doctor, and the witch doctor does a whole bunch of, you know, weird gyrations and things like that, and they come away healed because they believe. And that's scary, yet, you know, they believe, so the healing happens. So let's talk a little bit about that. Do you get scared easily, Karina?
No, not really. I don't get scared. I used to be scared of the dark. That was scary, but I suppose I grew out of that. No, I don't get scared so easily, Michael. What about you?
No, I very rarely get scared. I do one thing on Halloween, though. I often will get dressed up as a ghost or something else, and I'll turn off all the lights but the pumpkin out front on Halloween evening. And then I have a kind of a switcher that goes into the porch light that will make it blink on and off and on and off. And all the kids in the neighborhood know that I'm home and have good candy. So, you know, they're not about to not stop. And I'll come to the door and maybe have some eerie music playing. And I'll open the door and fly out my hands and try to scare them. And unfortunately, all they do is laugh at me. And they think it is the most hilarious thing in the world. And I would have done that as a child, too, because I do not scare easily. But a lot of people do. And what if you were going to get scared, what types of things would be scary to you?
I know a lot of people who are scared of spiders and all sorts of things. We've got a lot of people here in South Africa are scared of a tokoloshe. It's a little man that's under the bed, and he scares people terribly. So that's also a myth. So that could be scary. Sure, maybe a lion. Maybe a lion would be scary.
A lion could be scary
if you... Yeah, well, if you're standing next to a lion, I guess that could be scary. Or an elephant.
Yeah, or an elephant or something like that.
We
have a few minutes left in the show here. And what are you guys? What scares you? What's magical in your life? Have you had experience with ghosts? What's your take on unicorns or witches and Halloween? Give us a call at 646-716-7979 and let us know about the magic in your life. Again, that phone number is 646-716-7979. What else? Since we're just having kind of a fun chat here, Karina, what else would you like to talk about in terms of magic?
Magic. What about angels? Do you believe in angels?
I do believe in angels. And I believe that we all have angels watching over us. And they can do magical things in our lives if we let them into our lives. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, get jaundiced, for lack of a better word, and don't believe in things like unicorns and angels and good witches, and the power that they have to create the magic in your life and in your business and in your relationships. And if you just let them in and let it happen, your life can be an unlimited magical plethora of possibilities.
So who's your favorite angel?
Well, right now my favorite angel would be the angel of love. Who's your favorite
Cupid.
Angel? Cupid, exactly.
Cupid, Cupid's very cool. I love Cupid as well. He's like so cute and cuddly and
exactly.
Like huggable. But I work well with Archangel Raphael. He's big and the angel of healing as well.
Mm-hmm. And has there been a specific experience in your life, Karina, where Raphael has given you some healing that you can specifically speak to?
Now, Raphael works. I work well with Raphael when I do the healing.
Ah, when you
so,
do the healing.
Yes. So we work together. He works mm-hmm. through me, really.
Okay.
And that works well. So Raphael, he's a good archangel to speak to when you need healing.
Uh-huh.
But you don't need healing, Michael.
Okay, Karina. I guess I don't at this point, but I would definitely keep that in mind. And if I do need healing, I will give you a call. And through the magic of the internet, you know, we can be talking and corresponding and laughing and doing whatever we want 10,000 miles away. That's pretty magical in and of itself.
It is pretty cool.
Do you have any favorite Halloween stories that you can relate?
What, the story of the pumpkin? Who's a Jack? Is it Jack the pumpkin who apparently he upset God, and God threw him out. I don't know what he obviously did something really bad. So he threw him out of heaven, and then he went to hell, and the devil just threw this huge. I don't remember the story very well, but he threw a piece of fire embers to him. So now this poor man has to walk around earth, not being able to go to heaven or hell, and that's why you have the pumpkin. So that's what he does on Halloween. He comes out and he says, oh, you know what, there's nowhere to go right now, so you need to just feel sorry for him, I guess.
I see, okay.
Story of the pumpkin.
That's why you have pumpkin.
Yes.
Ah, I did not know that. I just thought it was a interesting Halloween decoration. And speaking on kind of the history and background of Halloween, you have another Halloween based show coming up tomorrow on With Intent on Friday. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Karina, and what you're going to be doing on fear with intent tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I'm going to speak a bit more about crystals and how to deal with fear through crystals. What I'm really going to do is I'm going to be doing a live process, how to deal with fear and how to transform fear. So I've got someone that's going to put her life in my hands and on air, and we are going to do this. So that'll be pretty cool. I'm hoping it will be very emotional, and there'll be a lot of people, for a lot of people. So I'm going to use Michael to see what you think about that one.
I will definitely be listening, Karina. It sounds absolutely fascinating, and I understand that your son is a screenwriter and film expert, and you're going to do something on fear-based films as well tomorrow.
Yes, I'm hoping to do that as well, Michael. So we're probably going to review some scary movies, not new ones, but old ones. There's always good old scary movies like the Halloweens, and they all come out at this time of the year.
I read that Jaws was the first scary blockbuster, summer blockbuster, several years ago. Do you have a favorite scary movie, Karina?
Halloween's not bad. Halloween's pretty good. Amityville Horror. I think that's the scariest movie for me. It's very haunting. Yes, Amityville Horror.
Amityville Horror. Yeah, that is definitely a haunted movie to say the least. Any other Halloween based fear movies that you would recommend for a Halloween weekend? other than Amityville Horror and Halloween, the movie Halloween.
And probably Stephen King comes to mind. Carrie's also nice. Carrie's also a good movie.
Carrie was spooky.
Cool.
You talk about scary. Carrie was definitely scary. No question about that. None whatsoever.
And
what was that last one?
Gothica was a good movie. Gothica.
Ah,
did you see Gothica?
I did, yes. Another excellent, very scare-based movie. Very, very interesting. All right, gang, if you're listening, help us out here. What's magical in your life? What scares you? What do you like about Halloween, imagination, witches, unicorns, ghosts, goblins? Whatever it is, give us a call at 646-716-7979. And Karina, I think we failed to mention the time of your show tomorrow. I believe it's 1 p.m. Eastern. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Michael. 1 p.m. Eastern. So we dare to be different, Michael. anybody who's listening out there, come listen to the show. Let's see what you think.
Yeah, I would definitely be listening, and I highly recommend Karina's show. She does an absolutely phenomenal job, and she did the first part of her fear-based series last Friday. The replay on that is up now. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/coachonfireradio, and you will get not only Karina's show on fear that she did last Friday, but every other show on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. We have 14 transformational hosts that quite literally give you advice and coach you on the air. Just a phenomenal team of people. We're in only the second week of our official two-week launch, which Karina will end in good fashion tomorrow with her fear-based show. Next week coming up, we have Delora Gagnon out of Ontario, Canada. I don't know what Delora is going to be discussing on Monday night yet, but she had a phenomenal first show, and she is a mindset master. In fact, that's the name of her show, Mindset Mastery. And she will get you in the right frame of mind for success in life and business. On Tuesday, we have Jessica Aaronworth coming up, who is a Jessica does, enlightenment type of work and things of that sort, and will help you on your journey to enlightenment. Wednesday, who do we have coming up Wednesday? I think that's me again on Ignite Your Life. And check the calendar, check Coach on Fire Radio, or blogtalkradio.com. /CoachOnFireRadio, and you'll get the list of all the shows coming up next week. I don't have that list in front of me because we put the show together so fast today, but we have a great team. They're all transformational coaches, all in one niche or another, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy each and every show along the way. So, and as I said, it's exciting. We're just in our first couple of weeks of the launch here. This is our second full week. And we're having a lot of fun with it, and we hope you as the listeners are too. And of course, since we are in our first 2 weeks, we'd always love to hear your feedback. And if you have any feedback on any of our coaches' shows or my own show or Karina's, email me at pbi2012@aol.com. And very soon we'll have a form that you can fill out and things of that sort to give us your comments and your reviews, because we want to constantly be improving every single day. All right, Karina, let's get back in the last few minutes of the show here to our theme of magic. Is there anything that we've missed so far on the show that you'd like to discuss as it relates to magic and Halloween and everything that we've been doing on this theme show today?
Goblins, unicorns. I think we've basically chatted about everything. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, Michael.
Nothing
what about
off the
you?
Top of your head. That's pretty much why I asked you. I think we've. I think we've covered it pretty good, and we're about 10 minutes out, but there's no reason if we've covered everything that we wanted to cover today, unless there's a caller out there that would like to call us here real quick and talk about the magic in their life. Again, the phone number is 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. We'll wait around another minute or so, and if we get a caller, we'll take that. If not, why don't you give me some closing thoughts on magic, Karina, and then I will give mine, and we will get out of here.
Magic. Magic, the magic, like I said, the magic of life, the magic of love, the magic of the world, the magic of a sunset, the magic of the cry of a newborn baby, the magic of a beautiful music piece, or a book that you've just written, or a blog that you've just written. What about dragons? The magic of dragons.
We haven't talked about dragons. What do you think about dragons, Karina?
Oh, I love dragons. They're very inspiring and courageous and scary and vibrant and fiery. And I think dragons probably have also messages to tell us at some point on some level as well.
What would be those messages that you might think dragons and the magical creatures, dragons, and actually they did exist. They are real from thousands of years ago. What kind of messages do you think dragons can give us today in kind of a magical fashion?
I think dragons are a symbol of courage. So if you see a dragon in your imagination, or if someone gives you a dragon, probably giving you the power of courage. And courage is important in life generally, because especially with people that are afraid, or the way we're living in the society, there's the freneticness, everything's crazy, and people don't know where to turn because we are bombarded by internet, and we've got to do so many things and be responsible for so many things. The dragon will give you the courage to just do what you have to do. Bridge is important in life, I think. I think that would be the symbol of the dragon.
Very, very good. Another reasonably scary movie that you may have seen over there in South Africa, Karina, Jurassic Park.
Oh, yes. I love Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I think they have a couple of them out, a couple of Jurassic Parks out. And what about Disney? And as everyone knows, I'm a big Disney fanatic. Disney has a brand new movie about to release, and the pre-marketing on it has just been absolutely phenomenal. And it's a new addition after 30-some years to Star Wars. And while that's not a scary movie, in some respects it is. You have Darth Vader and other scary creatures in the Star Wars series and the Star Wars movies. But Disney has really been hyping this new release, and I think they're just a couple of months away. But they've already got products out there, and everything. Disney is just literally a marketing machine. But Star Wars has kind of a magical element with some wisdom and great advice in it as well. There's always, you can always count on a theme and a good message in a Disney movie. And Star Wars, since Disney has bought the rights to Star Wars, Star Wars was no different when George Lucas did it, and it's no different now that Disney owns it, and Disney is releasing a new version of that, as I said, in just a couple of months here. So are you a Star Wars fan, Karina?
A little bit. Not great. I wouldn't sit and for hours and hours to try and get into the movie. I watch it, but it's not hugely exciting. I'd like prefer How to Train a Dragon, for example.
Oh, How to Train a Dragon.
More fantasy, yeah. More fantasy kind of movies rather than space kind of things.
And
but you enjoy Star Wars.
I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I enjoy the movies. I think they're usually very well done, and the cast and the acting is very, very good. So I enjoy it. I am not like some people out there that are, going to go on opening day dressed up as their favorite Star Wars character or go to Star Wars conventions or things like that. But I think Star Wars does have, some good messages in it, and it's well worth watching. And Karina, I'm sure the Disney Company thanks you for your wildly enthusiastic endorsement of Star Wars coming out in a couple of months here.
Well, thank you for that, Michael.
Yeah, Anytime, Karina. I'm always here to help. Anytime. All right, Karina, we've got just 5 minutes, so it does look like we've made it through to the end of the show. Promo your show one more time here, and then I think we will close it out and end this magical show for the day.
Okay, my show is tomorrow night, and it's a second feature of Fear. The exciting part is I'm going to do a live demonstration of a process with a person who's going to be put through my, clutches, so to speak, but it'll be very cool, you'll just see. And we'll do movie reviews and probably talk more about Halloween and crystals and all sorts of magical things. Also, let me punt my website. It's www.withintent.co.za. We've got beautiful motivational videos and free assessments. So go down there, go and see. The free assessments are really cool. We've got things about on how to cope and all sorts of exciting transformational tools. So the website again is www.withintent.co.za. Okay, Michael, I think I've punted myself enough for now. What about you?
Okay. As you know, we're on the Coach on Fire Radio Network here, and we have, as I mentioned earlier, 14 transformational coaches and 4 to schedule. Go to blogtalkradio.com/coachonfireradio, and you'll get all our archive shows, all the shows that we have coming up in the coming days. Don't forget, as Karina said, her show tomorrow. And other than that, I have had a magical time with you, Karina. It's been a pleasure and delightful. Thank you for being here. And especially thank you for being here on short notice when we had to put this show together on virtually no time with no notes and winging it all the way through. We made it. So congratulations to both of us. We got through it, and it was a pretty fun show, don't you think?
It was very, very, very awesome. Thank you, Michael. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. Magical, very cool. Very magical. Thank you, Michael.
Very cool. All right. With that, I will say it is a wrap. Have a magical day, everyone, and a magical Friday and a wonderful weekend. And that is a wrap. Until next time on Ignite Your Life and With Intent, I'm Michael Brooks and with Karina Gonzalez. And be great.
Thank you, Michael.